Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Great to be with you. And boy, do we have a jam-packed day. Not just a radio show, but a day ahead of us here in Oregon. I'm your Political Coffee Talk Show host, Jeff Krupp. It is an honor. I do mean that. It's an honor to have the opportunity to sit in front of a microphone and talk with you for about an hour for stuff that matters. And boy, does it matter. Today is War Room Day at the Capitol. Well, at the Ike Box. We are not going to be in our normal room. We are going to be upstairs in Isaac's room. And there's a reason why. This is our last war room for this legislative session. Now, we'll start again before the, you know, the 2025 session begins the first part of February. We'll likely have a war room, kind of like we did this last time, that will revolve around training, so that we get people a little bit more up to speed as we go along. So that's where we're going to be today. We're going to be upstairs in the Isaac's room. We need more room because there are more people coming to it. Now, how do I know that? Well, I know that because the state of Oregon is about to kill the lumber industry and kill a bunch of small towns that rely on lumber. From where? The state forests. Today, there's a rally at the Capitol. And this is all about, and I believe it starts at 8:30 here. Let me see, where's the flyer? I had that flyer up. And I hate it when I do that to myself. There it is. There's that. There's that. Where is the flyer? Where's the flyer? Where's the flyer? There it is. So this is the Citizens Lobby Day. Special interest groups do it. Why not you? 8:30 a.m. They want to meet at the Capitol. On the back entrance. This is the entrance on the back of the Capitol on State Street. It is not the other entrance, which you cannot get to on Court Street. From 8:30 to 9, there's gonna be a briefing about how you find representatives, senators, what to say and how to say it. And then at 9:15, through 11, they're going to break out to find the representatives' offices and, again, Senate offices and deliver messaging. At 11:10, they're going to meet back and start the debrief. They're going to hand out American flags to the Democrat representatives specifically. Because what I found out last night as I take another swig of coffee. What I found out last night, that one of the Democrat representatives has the Palestinian flag, or the flag, I don't know if it's the flag of Hamas, but I think it's the flag of the Palestinian, the PLA, in her office. No American flag. And for this particular representative, they have, I mean, you know, they're handing out American flags, the small desk type ones. For this representative, they have a full-size American flag. But let me tell you that this is actually part of something bigger. And if you want to be a part of what is about to happen today at the state capitol, then you better change your plans and you better show up. Because it's not just at the state capitol, but it is at the Board of Forestry. For today, the Board of Forestry, four people are going to decide the fate of the lumber industry in Oregon. Now, is that a bit overdramatic? Not really. Because what's about to happen is they are about to vote in favor of a habitat conservation plan that has been passionately and deeply objected to by the people, by not just loggers, but by communities and some, I believe it's 544 taxing districts that receive, most of them special districts, receive money from the logging of the state forests. Now, they shut down, basically, the logging of the Elliott State Forest. And what you're going to get is what this billboard, there are four billboards around Oregon, around Salem today. And here's what it is. It's brought to you by the Oregon Natural Resources and Industry Group. This is the group that is trying to take the place of Timber Unity. Timber Unity has become completely ineffective, unfortunately. They won't hold any rallies. They have a massive database. They won't do anything with it. Henry has just put up four billboards in Salem. And here's what the billboards say. The picture on the billboard is of a burning forest. And the language on the billboard says this: Tina Kotek shuts down forests. Watch affordable housing and timberland go up in smoke. Let me say that again. These four billboards today, perfectly timed to protest what is going to happen today, the killing of the lumber industry. The billboard says this: Tina Kotek shuts down forests. Watch affordable housing and timberland go up in smoke. Yeah, folks, that's what's about to happen today. Because you see, when you shut down the timber industry in Oregon, in essence, it'll limp along, sort of. But you're going to dramatically restrict supply. What happens when you restrict supply? You know, in a free market, in any market, what happens when you restrict supply? I'll tell you what happens. Prices go way up. That's why they say, watch affordable housing go up in smoke. Because the lumber is still the largest of these expenses in your home. I mean, it pretty much was for me. I just, 2 days ago, I got the clearance to move in. I passed my final inspections. I'm good to go. But I'm going to tell you, when you dramatically increase the cost of any of the components of building a home, affordable housing goes out the window. That's their point today with these billboards. I have heard that there are massive amounts of people, including log trucks loaded with logs, headed to the Capitol today. But they're also headed to the Board of Forestry. This is why we're going to have a much larger war room opportunity. Last Thursday, we had, for those of you at the war room, we were packed at various times. I mean, packed so that there was standing room only. We have a much larger room today. We're going to be upstairs. Now, a lot of people are going to go to this rally on the steps at 8:30, ostensibly to hand out these flags. I think that's great. But there's going to be a lot of other people, and we've seen this before, and this is why we have to have a bigger room. When people come in large measures during a war room day to come to the Capitol, people on our side of the liberty spectrum who believe in individual rights, believe in God-given rights, believe in the Constitution, believe that we're a constitutional republic. When people like us come to the Capitol, they tend to flood over to the war room. So we're going to be there today from 8 to 3, upstairs. Remember, we're going to be upstairs. They have an elevator. You can go upstairs in the elevator. It is in Isaac's room from 8 to 3. There's going to be a massive protest today, we hope and pray. Lots of log trucks driving around, blaring their horns. There's going to be some farmers there. All of that today. Come and join us. Now, Senate Bill 1583, the Porn Forever in Schools Bill, passed out of the House Committee last night. The House Rules Committee. Julia Shumway reported this last night, and I had the heads up. I knew this was going to happen. That Republicans offered up an amendment. And what would that amendment have been, and what would it have done? Well, the amendment turns Senate Bill 1583 into a study. Rather than a bill that does what it does today, which is take away parental rights and local control of school boards and would make it impossible to remove actual pornography that's in our schools today and in most of our schools today. And that's true. So last night, the work session was held. The committee, which is House Rules, which includes leadership of both parties, it's a 7-member committee, 4 Democrats, 3 Republicans. They voted to send out Senate Bill 1583 amended A, and they refused to adopt the A6 amendment. The A6 amendment is turning this bill into a study. So Julia Shumway reports that this, the A6 amendment that Republicans proposed, which was not adopted by the committee, is going to now be a what's called a minority report, which means that the full House will get the opportunity to vote on the minority report first, and then Senate Bill 1583. Why is that significant? Well, it is. And I'll tell you when we come back from the break. You don't want to miss it. They have grown a spine. Let's see. They can hold fast. It's 6:20, back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. In a moment, I will share with you what the Republicans' minority report means. And if you're a lover of liberty and of parents' rights and of local control, you'll like it. There's another bill that is can only be described as the anti-Phil Knight bill. This is campaign finance reform. That bill, 4024, I think is what it is going to be voted on. It passed the Oregon House yesterday. Guess who? Well, guess who crafted the bill? Labor unions? Big campaign donors? And some activists. I'll tell you what that means, too, to the future. It means more power to give money to candidates, more power in the hands of fewer people. That's what it does. Really, all you need to know, that's the effect of the bill. Just like the Porn Forever in our schools bill, just what I call it, Senate Bill 1583. Oh, it has a wonderful sounding name. It's supposed to ban the burning of books, or not the burning, but the banning of books. It's not going to allow the banning of books, you know, by your school board, which, listen to you, the parents come and object en masse, you domestic terrorists, according to the FBI and the U.S. Department of Justice, because you object to what? To stuff that's being taught in your public schools. The school board today, before this bill passes, can remove the pornography that's already in our schools. After this bill passes and Tina Kotek signs it into law, you won't be able to, because the school board will be forbidden from removing any curriculum or books in the library that are discriminatory. Discriminatory against who? Oh, you know, like the LGBTQ plus whatever community. And if you see the books that are already in the LGBTQ section of your school library, and you can go there because they have them, folks. The section specifically dedicated to that. You'll find the pornographic cartoon books. Senate Bill 1583 removes your right as a parent. In effect, the effect of it is it removes your right as a parent to go to a school board and object to this and ask the school board to get rid of the books or not teach it in the curriculum because it's already being taught. This bill takes away your parental rights and local control. It will ensconce in Oregon law forever porn in our schools, and you can't do anything about it. How's that make you feel? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. So this campaign finance bill, it really just rearranges the deck chairs on the Titanic. Now, why do I say that? Well, because I'm going to go back to what was spoken last night at the Executive Club, where I had the opportunity of hosting it last night. Our guest speaker was Richard Chevrington, who writes a Substack post called Portland Dissent. He had a career in mainstream newsprint and some television journalism in Chicago, in Philadelphia, in many big cities around America, in Seattle. He came to Portland some years ago. What he reminded us is this, and I want to ask you this question today, because this all ties together, friends. Portland's new system of government is going to expand from a 5-member city council and their mayor, who has veto power on things, to a new 12-member governmental body. And in the language of the measure that was passed by the people to create this 12-member governmental body, there's a lot of things that are left to be decided. Here's what you need to know. Richard Chevrington last night, who's written like 270 Substack posts. Again, go to portlanddissent.substack. He says it is likely with the types of candidates that are proposed to be, that are running for the Portland City Council, that Portland is going to be ungovernable. So if Portland becomes ungovernable, what does it mean for the rest of the state? Right now, as you know it, that 120 nights, consecutive nights of violent protests in Portland, brought to you by Antifa and Black Lives Matter, that left a stain on Portland forever. Look at the downtown. Look at Portland's reputation. And the old saying goes, as Portland goes, so Oregon goes. So if Portland becomes, I want you to think about this. And we don't have any interviews today, so we can talk about this on the side of the bottom of the hour break here. But if Portland becomes ungovernable, what does that mean for the rest of the state? Now, I promise you I will get to what happens if the Republicans' minority report. What does it trigger? I will tell you. I promise. Come back right after the Don't go away. You're listening to the top 503-589-1220. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Welcome back. It's 24 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Political Coffee, and yes, I am your host, fifth-generation Oregon farmer, former state representative Jeff Krupp. All right. So what does it mean? Here's what we're talking about. Senate Bill 1583, the Porn Forever in Public Schools bill, passed out of the House Rules Committee last night. No surprise there. But Republicans did a thing. Petunia is in the House, folks. Thank you, John. John McDonnell. Have pig, will travel. Petunia is going to be around the Capitol today and the Board of Forestry to join with this huge rally, log trucks loaded with logs, to protest the killing of Oregon's lumber industry. That's going to happen today with a vote by the Board of Forestry to lock up the Tillamook State Forest and what's left of the Elliott State Forest and make and turn them into the next devastating wildfire, tinderbox, because they ain't going to manage them, folks. They're going to burn them up. That's what they want. It's exactly what they want. So Petunia, thank you, John. Petunia's in the house. Have pig, we'll travel. You got it. So today, 1583, yesterday, under the Constitution of Oregon, a bill has to be read three times on the House floor and on the Senate floor, and only once a day. So theoretically, a bill could move through the legislature, House or the Senate floor, in 3 days, unless everybody agrees unanimously in either the House to advance, to suspend the rules, because this is a rule, but it's based on Oregon's Constitution. To suspend the rules unanimously, everybody says, yep, we're going to suspend the rules. We're going to make it go quicker. So they'll read it the second time, and then they'll read it the third time. Third reading is when you vote on it. Now, you have to do that in the House, and then you have to do it over on the Senate side. Senate Bill 1583 has already passed the Senate. They're not amending it, because if they did, then it would slow down the process ever further. But Republicans issued a minority report. You know what that means? That minority report is like a bill. And it turns Senate Bill 1583 from the direct removal of your parental rights, school board rights, to remove pornography that's in the schools today that they don't even know about. Or stop curriculum that's obscene, that's damaging to our kids at any age. That curriculum from being taught, this removes the school board's power to listen to you as parents to say, no, we do not want this taught in our schools. No, we do not want pornographic cartoon books that are in the schools today that are masquerading as LGBTQ plus. That's what this is all about. It's not about banning books about black people, which is what black leftist senator from Portland, Lou Fredericks, says it is. This is all about allowing deeply damaging pornography in the form of these cartoon books in schools. That's the bill they passed out of the House Rules Committee that could go to the floor today. They could vote it today if Republicans give them unanimous consent. Will they? Only one Republican needs to stand up like an Ed Deal and say, no, we're not going to give you unanimous consent. What that means, now, I think that all Republicans are going to stand up and say, no, you don't get unanimous consent. We're going to play this thing out. Why? Because the House Republicans on that Rules Committee last night, which includes Jeff Helfrich, the Republican leader, they said, okay, we have the right under Oregon's Constitution to substitute our amendment and vote on it on the floor. And the Democrats can't stop that, folks. So last night, Republicans, and this was reported by Julia Shumway of the Capitol Reporter, Capitol Chronicle, Republicans issued notice that their A6 amendment, which turns this damaging porn forever in our schools bill into a study about these issues, this is the last thing Democrats want. That bill, that now becomes, in essence, a bill unto itself under the Constitution. It gets to go to the House floor also to be voted on, and it will be voted on first before Senate Bill 1583 gets voted on in the House floor. That does two things. It puts on the record Democrats who want to take away your parental rights, who want to take away local control, who are just fine with pornography in schools. The same pornography that they would not allow to be illustrated or distributed during committee hearings. Why? Because it's obscene under Oregon law. It would force Democrats to vote on that. That becomes a big campaign issue. That's the last thing that Democrats want. It's a game changer, just like 10-year-olds getting abortions without parental consent or knowledge was a game changer. Republicans blew that. Will they blow this? Will one of them get bought off, or several of them get bought off? They're not walking out, folks. They're just not going to give unanimous consent. What does that mean? It means that the House Republicans, their minority report on this bill, has to go all 3 days. The clock starts today. Now, Democrats, now today's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. Saturday, they could potentially vote on this. Democrats want to get out of there tomorrow, folks. We'll see how this plays out. We'll see if they don't buy off House members, because their other tool is to walk out and shut the legislature down. Because when the gavel comes down, this thing's over and this bill is over. There's a story in Willamette Week about how pork bowl lawmakers, apparently, if the legislature have enough money to spend $43 million on last-minute appropriations for what? For sports, for Hillsboro Hops and Oregon State University. Is that necessary? Apparently, we got lots of money. On and on and on, folks. That could die also if Republicans refuse to advance the agenda with unanimous consent. Let's go to the phones, 503-589-1220. Let's go to Gary. Gary, go Beavs.
Hey, Jeff, go Ducks. And everybody loves Petunia. Yeah, I'm going to try to make it down there. I'm going to have to do some juggling, but I'm trying to make it down there. Interesting thing. I would have went down yesterday to testify, but last week I tried to sign up to testify, and on the board at on their website, they said all the spots were taken. And then I watched the thing on video yesterday, and they only had two people talk, and they were going, "Hey, where'd everybody go?" I thought we'd have more people out talking today. They had 10 spots, and only two people were there, even though on their website they said it was full.
You mean they lied?
Either that or they got hacked. I don't know.
You mean they would stack the deck and misdirect and not be honest and forthcoming so that they could keep resistance to a minimum? They would actually do that? Really?
But, you know, I was watching it, and county commissioners, they were so upset because they knew I don't know if they heard the vote has been made or, you know, it's a done deal. But they were going, we got 68% of our education budget comes from the forests, and there's no way to make it up other than, you know, hammer the taxpayers again. They were all but crying on there that this, you know, killing the and I did get them to say the Sierra Club. I did get them to say that they wanted to kill the lumber industry, and these people realize that's exactly what's this is all about, is to get rid of the lumber industry because these liberals don't like the lumber industry and they want it gone.
Yes, they want it gone, and that's going to be the impact of this vote today. Gary, I hope to see you down there. We're going to be in the war room upstairs in Isaac's room. It's a much larger room. A lot of people coming into town today, folks. You need to come down and be a part of it. An 8:30 rally on the backside of the Capitol on State Street. Go Beavs. Hey, Ronnie, hang on. I'll get you on the other side. Yeah, City of Salem sees a unprecedented rise in youth violent crime. And the mayor is using this, along with the chief of police, to get reelected. That and Ronnie's calls and more when we come back. 6:48.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Last segment for today. I'm going to try to get a lot of emails read, but I got to go to the phones to Ronnie. Ronnie, good morning.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, 1583, I pray the Republicans have a dang backbone by the hand of Jesus. But
amen.
Lou Fredericks, that man there is more racist. You know, I feel like a Neapolitan ice cream. It's red, it's white, and it's brown. So that makes me a redneck. But nevertheless, overall, we got to stop that bill. People got to come off situations. We need attorneys in this state to get some bullocks, because what they're pushing, if they don't want religion in schools, why are they pushing this social ideology instead of reading and arithmetic? We outspend all the Western states by $10,000 to $15,000 a kid, and we're worse than Texas and everybody else. We're 49th and 50th every year, minus one in the last 5 years. And the last thing we need to say: my county cannot afford to lose the logging, even though I'm in Polk County. We will be affected dearly, and at the same time, that means we might lose more law enforcement. And that we can't afford to do that right now. So what I see happening is being that they didn't have the hearings open for public on that bill yesterday, I think it was a racial situation. I mean, if Lou Fetter can throw around these things, say anybody there white rural and all this other bullshit.
There you go.
To me, it's the same thing. We need to throw it back at them on the offense. People, come out of your comfort zones. You churches, come out of your comfort zones. God needs you
coming
now.
Coming down to the Capitol today, brother?
Oh, yes. I'm at an undisclosed location with Petunia. That's all I can tell you.
I like it. Ronnie, we'll see you later. Well said. Use their own language against them. Hey, something you should use also, did you notice it's kind of cold out there? Call Freedom Heating and Air. If you're not comfortable, if your system and you know, if it ain't keeping up, you're feeling it this morning. Call them. They'll get out and they'll get it fixed for you right away. It's really easy. Pick up the phone, dial 503-580-1456. 580-1456. Check out their website, freedomheatingandair.net. They'll make your life better, make you feel better at home or in your office, in your business, in your apartment. freedomheatingandair.net, 503-580-1456. Corby writes an email to my email point the other day, and he sent this story about how a top ATF agent struggled to disassemble a Glock during an anti-Second Amendment CBS News segment. He says, my email point the other day is, I don't think anyone caught it, was that if it's just a background check and not a registration, then why is it necessary to have a serial number? That's a fair point. I'm afraid that those that support and conform to background checks and concealed weapons permits will be the first ones to turn their guns in when Big Brother says jump. They will have to pry my gun out of my cold, dead hands is laughable. The Second Amendment says shall not be infringed. As you know, background checks and concealed weapons permits do nothing. I've never heard anyone ask a criminal why they didn't get either before they shot someone. Great points. Can't argue with any of it except this. I want to have a gun to defend myself against the very people, Corby, you point out are the criminals who don't abide by the laws, any of them. And if that means I have to have a background check and a concealed carry license to carry a gun, then I'm going to do it. Because I want to be there to defend innocent life. Because I have a human right to defend innocent life, mine and yours. So if I want to be able to do that, I have to. But your contention that we're the first ones to turn in their guns when Big Brother says jump, oh, how wrong you are, buddy. I ain't turning in my guns. I just won't be able to find them. When they come for them, I just won't be able to find them. Son of the Almighty writes, talk about treason from within. This is the 320,000 illegal aliens secretly flown into the United States at your expense. That story. On OregonWatchdog.com, Jim writes about violent crime. As soon as I saw Salem in the title, I thought three things: Northeast Salem, youth, and Latino. So it isn't like all of Salem has a problem, just a certain area, and demographic is a problem. The article was too predictable when you know the plot from just the headline. Yeah. You're right about that, unfortunately. Yes, Petunia's going to be at the big rally today. You should be there. Doug writes, habitat conservation bill shutting down the timber industry. Watch affordable housing go up in smoke. Sounds like word art. Affordable housing is a socialist buzzword. It's also what the left is using constantly. It's in the bill, Doug. So you may think it's a socialist buzzword, but like Ronnie said, let's use their own language against them with imagery. Like these four billboards that are up saying, watch shutting down forests. Thank you, Tina Kotek, with your Board of Forestry today. Watch affordable housing. The cost of building a house will no longer be affordable. Watch it go up in smoke, burn. He says, as long as government can print money, every socialist, wildest, wet dream, habitat conservation trumps your property rights. You're right about that. Rich CCP men are buying up Oregon timberland. Who are the conservationists hurting, really? And then he goes on to talk about other things, and he's right about those things. Friends, today, you have an opportunity to fight back with elections. That's why you should go to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell is fighting all across the country and successfully against fraudulent elections. Go there and support American-made products with deep discounts that really make your life better. I use them. You should, too. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code PC23. That's specific to this radio show, PC23. Get great products that are good for you. It also helps Mike Lindell support the cause of liberty with free and fair elections. Yes, if Republicans hold fast and don't give faster authority for Senate Bill 1583 and this pork bill, which is $15 million of your money for the Hillsboro Hops, privately owned Class A minor to build a new stadium, $10 million for Oregon State University for athletic scholarships. Didn't they just win the multi-million dollar judgment? Yes, they did. $7.5 million for privately owned Eugene Emerald A's Class A minor baseball for another new stadium. $5 million for the Eugene Civic Alliance to build a new soccer. $3 million for Willamette University for artificial turf and lights, which is private. $3 million for the Roundup City Development Corporation to support the construction of the Pendleton. You can see who got bought off on this bill. They have so much money, we get to spend it on sports. The city of Salem is holding these Let's Re-Elect Mayor Chris Hoy events with the police chief about violent reduction. That's all these are. Show up and ask them a lot of hard questions. They need to. They need to answer. This is all about re-electing Chris Hoy, mayor of Salem. That's all it is, folks. Show up. And he was expected, but shut it down. Hard questions Chris Hoy won't answer. See you tomorrow, friends. It'll be Freedom Friday, and see you in the war room upstairs. 9:30.